Tame Your Swarm of Subscriptions, in the Wall Street Journal by Nicole Nugent. Music streaming, video streaming, live TV streaming, news, cloud storage, fitness app, dog treat box, app that tells me when to fertilize my plants. It seems like most things we want now require us to pay a subscription. According to a Deloitte survey, the average American subscribed to 12 paid media and entertainment services pre-pandemic. Among those ages 25 to 40, who averaged 17 subscriptions, 40% reported feeling overwhelmed by the number of their subscriptions and intend to reduce them. These subscriptions add up over the long run. In researching my costs for this column, I learned I would pay nearly $540 for HBO Now over the next 3 years. Recurring revenue helps small companies stay solvent, and it amounts to big bucks for larger firms. That's why so many businesses are drawn to the model, said Steve Tetelis, an economics professor at University of California, Berkeley's Haas School of Business. Plus, firms can take advantage of lazy unsubscribers, he said. A creditcards.com poll found 48% of respondents said they forgot to cancel a free trial before being in automatic renewal. For all those subscriptions you aren't as happy about, here are ways to track them down and avoid overpaying. Audit your subscriptions. You can calculate how much you spend on subscriptions by itemizing them in a spreadsheet, or use an app that crunches numbers for you. Track My Subs and Bobby are well-designed management tools, but limit the number of subscriptions you can add before charging their own monthly fee. Subby is a good free Android option offering unlimited subscriptions. There are apps that ingest your banking and credit card information and scour the data for bills. Mint, the budgeting software from Intuit, recently rolled out an automated subscriptions finder for its iOS app, available on Android soon, but it only tracks monthly recurring fees. Trim and Truebill not only identify recurring charges, monthly and annual, they can negotiate those bills down, but keep a cut of the savings and offer upsell premium plans. Truebill was best at identifying my subscriptions. Just note, these services require your financial account credentials, which are authenticated through a third-party service called Plaid. A Plaid spokeswoman said it doesn't share your financial institution username and password with the apps you're checking. Check your App Store for forgotten subscriptions. iPhone users, open Setting, tap your name, and then Subscriptions. Android users, go to the Play Store, tap Menu, and select Subscriptions. On Amazon, go to your account and click Membership and Subscriptions. Search your inbox. Use queries like subscription, payment, confirmation, and order to find emailed invoices. Restrict in-app purchases for shared devices. If you share a device with children or they are part of a family plan, this will help prevent surprise charges. Disable auto-renew for services. Add reminders to your calendar to resubscribe so you're forced to opt back in every month or year. Check for a one-time pay option. For example, Microsoft offers Office 2019 to home users for a flat $150. Otherwise, you'll need a Microsoft 365 subscription, which typically starts at $7 a month. There are caveats. It's limited to one Mac or PC computer, and it doesn't come with Microsoft 365 cloud storage or collaboration features. If there's a free trial, cancel right away. That way you won't get charged if you forget. The service may offer a good deal to convince you to stay. In researching this column, I discovered a few services on my credit card bill that I thought were a little too pricey. After I hit the cancel button, three proposed discounted rates that were too good to refuse. So I continued my subscriptions. For now.